What is up, everybody? It's your boy Flash from ALWT Gaming, aka Malachi36. I am here with It's the Nine Ball on a lovely November 2nd, 2022. Nine Ball, how are you doing today, man?
So far, so good. It's been busy, but it was a good day.
Heard that. You have a good Halloween?
Yeah. Stayed at home. Well, I had to work, but after that, just kind of stayed at home, relaxed, watched some new TV, and that was it.
Kids go trick-or-treating at all?
Nah.
I got no kids. Got that. You know what I mean. Yeah.
I don't keep track of the kids out here.
Gotcha. Not up in these streets. We ain't about that life. Yeah, guys, this is, again, episode 71 of our All Things Gaming, where we come together every Tuesday. We talked about video gaming news, give you guys updates, our thoughts about it. We actually have a pretty hefty news day today, as we have six stories. The last one being more of where you guys can get some Black Friday deals with Walmart and stuff like that, as well as PlayStation Plus, a shout-out, and a Xbox Gold game shout-out. So a lot of stuff to look forward to, but of course we want to thank everyone that's been supporting us and been watching our content here for the past year, and we're going to continue doing that throughout 2022 when we start season two. And this is episode 57 for those listening on Anchor. So as well, we do appreciate you guys, Spotify listeners, all of that good stuff. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. If you guys wanted to check out any of our content, please make sure you guys go into any of the social media platforms such as YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. Just type in ALWT Gaming. If it's easier, you guys can actually go to our website at www.alwtgaming.com. All of our social media content is in one central hub. So that way, if you don't know what social medias we're on, just go to the website and we are right there. Also, if you guys are wanting to check out like some of the merchandise, we have like hoodies, we have shirts, we have mugs, we have a little face mask because we're still in COVID times. You can actually just go to the About Us section, and there is a merchandise tab. You can click on that and it will direct you to our page where you can purchase that stuff. So consider it, you know what I mean? And lastly, I'm going to put the plug in early. If you guys like Raise Energy Drinks, which is an energy drink, you guys can go to repsports.com, type in LWT Gaming at checkout, get 50% off. And that's not just for your Raise Energy Drinks, that's your water supplements, that's your workout powders, that's the shirts that they have on RepSports if you like anything like that. But I promote Raise Energy because that is delicious, let's be real. What have you been playing, Nineball? Before we dive inside the news and all that stuff and really get into the meat and potatoes of it, what's the appetizer? What have you been playing lately?
Well, I was trying to beat the Tales of Hysteria, but good God. I mean, I love Tales of Berseria, but, and I hate to say it, but this is about as, it's about as anime can go.
Okay.
The second problem is it's two player, and for some reason, I don't know how to turn off the second player. So you just stuck with like a player that don't do nothing. So I've been trying out, I got another game I'm doing. I'm doing Fatal Frame and Tormented Souls.
Okay.
Which I just picked up two Halloween games and giving them a shot.
Have you been checking out your backlog from hell at all recently?
My backlog? Yes. Yeah.
Your backlog nightmare. Because I know I gave you guys a challenge in September, at the end of September, in early October. And where are you at with that?
I'm still working on it. It was Tales of Hysteria, so you got to get through this. It's. I mean, I love the. I mean, hopefully it gets better in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just. I mean, the characters aren't bad. It has sort of like a SAO vibe with some of the characters, how they act and stuff. But it's just. I don't know. It doesn't resonate the same as the first one.
Okay.
I mean, I loved Tales of Berseria, and it was like, okay, let me give Tales of Hysteria a shot. But Tales of Hysteria, it's, I mean, like I said, it's not terrible, but it's okay. Like, maybe I need to get further in.
Heard that. I am still pretty early in my Final Fantasy IX. I did play something that when I got to a cave in Final Fantasy IX, and I didn't realize that I was going to die as early on as I did. So I did die pretty early inside a Final Fantasy game, which normally doesn't happen unless you're against, well, I mean, I guess to be fair, I was against a boss. So it was the first time I ever went against this boss and everything like that. Was able to reposition my people from back row, front row, all that good stuff, and they were able to come out on top. So that was, so it only took me two tries. Like, my first try, I died. I was like, okay, that's odd. And then my second time, I beat him.
I gotta act.
Yes.
You're putting the new weapons on him. Because I remember
that was for, that's Kingdom Hearts. That was in my early RPG days. Yeah, I am checking continuously if they have equipment. Yeah, I'm good. I'm in there. But yeah, that's the game I'm still kind of like chipping away at. And I only have a month and like 2 months exactly actually to beat it if I want to beat it by 2021. So it means that we're going to have to get on it, man. We're going to have to get on it. Your Tales game and my Final Fantasy is IX. And then also, eventually, I do want us to partner up so we can do some Gears 5 and get through that game.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And then after that, we'll start another, for the Backlog Nightmare, we'll choose another game to get through and beat on the backlog. Which I'll probably have to knock out some of these Xbox Series X games, because I have yet to actually purchase an Xbox Series X game. I've always just done it through Game Pass. And they don't stay on Game Pass forever. I'm actually seeing more news about, be like, hey, here's 5-6 more games that's leaving Game Pass. So I was like, hold up now. Like, what? So, with that being said, I was hoping I would stay on there a little bit longer than anticipated. But some of these games, I might have to actually jump on a little sooner. I haven't taken a look to see what games are leaving, if that's what you're about to ask me.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it a game in particular that's leaving out?
They shown was, I mean, there's going to be games in particular. And I checked, and like last month, I saw a couple of them, but I saw one today that's saying that there's games that's leaving November 15th, and there's like 6 or 7 of those games. I haven't seen what those games are. I think one of them is Final Fantasy VIII, but that's fine though, because I've already beat Final Fantasy VIII. But it's just like I was thinking that when, because Game Pass has been around for a couple of years now, like maybe a year or two, but I would say Game Pass started getting traction this year pretty heavily, and now it's like a lot of these games that I'm getting, like I got Game Pass at the end of last year, but I started like with a lot of these games that's getting traction to me, like I was like, all right, well, it's going to be on here for a while because it's on Game Pass, No, like depending on the game, it may be leaving earlier, maybe leaving sooner. Like, I don't even know if Outriders, I'm not even sure if that's even on Game Pass anymore. I own the game on PS5, so I'm fine with that, but that was a game that was out there at the beginning of this year, like when it first came out.
It makes sense. I mean, it's sort of like a Netflix service where they would be swapping her now.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's exact. I think I compared it a little too much like Netflix, because when a show comes on Netflix, it's on there for a long time. It's not on there only for like a couple months and then gone. That never happens. It's literally on there at least for maybe a year and a half or so.
It's been a couple that came and went.
I haven't seen a single one where it like comes and then, yeah, I haven't seen a single one that comes, is only there for a couple months and then leaves. I've seen all the Netflix shows I've seen and movies I've seen have been there at least for a year.
It's been like that. I mean, you got to think of it more like it's a rental service. So what they do is they have something for so long, they only have the rights from the company, because not all these companies are owned by Microsoft, so you can't just keep them forever.
Which, that makes sense.
I would think of it maybe then like HBO in a way.
Okay, yes, HBO, and that would be a better comparison, because there are movies and shows that will be on HBO for a set time, shorter time period than the shows that I've noticed on Netflix, and then they'll leave. So with me comparing it to so much like Netflix, I'm used to something being out there for at least a couple of years. Because even for Friends, I used to watch Friends all the time on Netflix, and it didn't actually, it wasn't until I think last year actually is when Friends left. Friends was on Netflix for a very long time. Same thing for The Office, and then they started doing their own streaming services, and now they went on over there. So, but enough about that. Like I said, we'll be working about that backlog a little bit later. Right now, we do want to talk about story number one, which is a AAA game we've never heard of. How you like them apples? So, this one is going to be a little different, because I'm going to read the article, and then me and Nineball, we're going to shut up, and we are going to watch this video. It's about 7 minutes long, and we're going to react to it. This is going to be our first time ever seeing this. So, CC Zhang from Kotaku says in her story, "This weekend, Pokemon Unite and Call of Duty Mobile developer Timmy Studios announced the development of Honor of Kings World. It's to be a AAA open world game based on its smash hit mobile MOBA, Honor of Kings. It's hard to overstate how big Honor of Kings is as an IP. This mobile game is the most popular game in the world, surpassing 100 million daily players last year, and recently it ranks neck and neck with Genshin Impact in terms of revenue. Parentheses, Honor has grossed higher amounts overall due to being released in 2015. End parentheses. It's not apples to apples, but League of Legends reported 8 million concurrent daily players in 2019. Honor of Kings was conceived after Chinese tech giant Tencent failed to convince Riot Games to adapt League of Legends for mobile devices. Initially, it caused controversy for being too similar to League of Legends, but went on and set a record for the first time to reach 100 million daily players. That's crazy. Honor's matches are shorter and simpler. Honor's matches are shorter and simpler than League's, which helped ease casual players into MOBA gaming. However, Honor has drawn considerable public criticism for being perceived as the cause of gaming addiction in Chinese youths." So, that's that. Before we go any further, I am going to share this video. We're going to, so let me get out of this. We're going to go ahead and go here. Bam. We're going to do this. Share my screen. I'm going to pull this bad boy on up. Bop. Oop. And I think this is it. Here it is. Bam. Go live. All right. There we go. All right. So, okay, that's fine. That's fine. There we go. All right. So let's go. You ready to go and watch this bad boy?
Yep.
Ready to see what this is about. The hypeness. Let me know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I hear it.
Perfect.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Arix here, and today I want to talk about a brand new open world action RPG called Honor of Kings World. Not to be mistaken for Honor of Kings the MOBA, although it is related because it's part of the same universe. It is based on the MOBA, developed by the same studio, but this is their take on an open world action RPG. And from the trailer, just visually speaking, it looks really interesting. Now, do keep in mind the trailer is, of course, largely speaking CG, and even down to the gameplay stuff, it's probably more so comped together in a way to try and show what they want to try and
do. Let's try this.
Actually show us gameplay. So at this,
I'm actually going to choose a different video because I don't want to hear him keep talking. here we go. This is it. This is the trailer. This should be
pumpkin lovers. There's a whole new spin on
what?
Pumpkin.
What?
To love
pumpkin?
It.
Pumpkin? Okay. Here we go. And as you guys can tell, this is obviously in Chinese. I think there's another trailer that has English subtitles. Little Monster Hunter action. What the heck, dude? Whoa! For anyone that's our audio listeners, if you guys go to our YouTube or Twitch, you guys will be able to see this game. It's called Honor of Kings World. Honor of Kings World. Oh, this wasn't English. It just had it in really small text.
Yeah, you didn't see it?
No.
First hard seltzer with antioxidants.
Wow. So there you have it. That was, let me stop the stream. There we go. That was Honor of Kings World, that is. Not just Honor of Kings, because that's apparently the MOBA. After seeing that, and after hearing this article, what are your thoughts about Honor of Kings World?
It looks nice. I mean, it can be. I mean, they got the income, ironically. I mean, Tencent has the money with that. Plus, like I said, ironically, League of Legends will probably be helping to pay for it, too.
You think that they will? Because it sounded like they were kind of against that idea. They're both underneath Tencent, you said?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm actually very excited about this. And the reason why, sometimes if you were to ask me about this game after watching it, my thought process might be like, it's going to be too good to be true. Because it looks amazing. It actually looks absolutely amazing. But then when I see games like Lost Soul Aside, like Black Myth, like literally all these different games that's coming directly out of China, it's like, they are so far ahead when it comes to this stuff, and it's so crazy. And it's just like, seeing this game makes me like, all right, I cannot wait for these games to come out. I hope they come out in my lifetime. I do. Like, I don't know. They just look absolutely amazing. Like, I'm stunned by that. I've never even heard of Honor of Kings, let alone Honor of Kings World, but I'm pretty hyped about this now.
Yeah, like I said, it looks really good. I want to see more of how it plays and stuff. And I don't know. Shouldn't have a server issue. I mean, if you have 100 million people daily on your service.
Yeah. But you also know what also has 1 million people daily on their servers? Amazon. And we know how they treated that game.
Yeah, they got it. I guess they got it fixed. I don't know. I don't really pay no attention after a while. I mean, Tencent is a very massive company. And a lot of people don't know. Most people, they're beginning to gain more traction and become more visible. But for a while, they've been in the background. Tencent is probably, I think, one of the biggest video game producers, actually. Like I said, they've got that, they've got League of Legends is underneath them. They got a few people underneath Tencent. Let me look real quick. They have massive amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a Steam offshoot too, because they control most of the Chinese gaming market, which China's massive.
Yeah. Okay. All I know is that, like I said, I looked at this game. It does look like Monster Hunter World, but more up my alley. I still want to drive more inside Monster Hunter World. I think that's even on my backlog nightmare list that I want to beat. But Monster Hunter for me has always been a thing to where, like, I enjoyed it when I played it on my PSP back in the day. And I had to be in a particular mood to play that style of game.
Yep.
What's up?
Oh, no, go on ahead.
I was just going to say, this particular game looks all the way up my alley. It looks open world. I love everything about what I've seen so far. And I'm really shocked that this is a game that exists. Because, again, it's very similar to Black Myth, which I'm very excited for. And very excited for Dark Soul Aside, or Lost Soul Aside. I'm very excited for that. So, I don't know, we'll just have to kind of wait to see more information, like you said, more gameplay, more information, more, like, if this is multiplayer and, like, say it's on PlayStation 5 coming on out and everything, which it very well could be, because, I know that PlayStation's Japan started, but, I mean, it's worldwide now, but I'm just saying, I know its base culture is Japan, but still, like, China's right there, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, China's got, like, a bunch of money, and they have had, the only bad thing is China has had a lot of problems in the past, and a lot of people hate that so many other game developers do try to cater to China's thing every once in a while, and I've heard that can become problems. Now, I'm not saying that's for me, but I don't know. For some people, that may be a turnoff. I'm looking up
for me. This game looks amazing.
I'm looking at their game, their publishing, their most games and stuff they've got.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a list of a lot of heavy hitters. I mean, you've got League of Legends, PUBG, mm-hmm. PUBG Mobile, Arc Age, Ring of Elysium, Crossfire. These are just the 20 top 25.
Oh, wow.
Alliance of Valorant, Honor of Kings, Arena of Valor, Happy Farm, Midlight Blade. Most of these I've never heard of, like Chess Rush, Infinity Blade. Zhongdu Xing Wang, Avengers Ultimate Hero, Garena, Contra Return, Samurai Spirits, King of Fighters, Destiny, Sync, Call of Duty Mobile and Online, QQ Syncro, QQ Pet, Pokemon Unite,
yep,
G-Kart,
Switch,
and Fortnite.
That's all under Tencent?
Yeah, this is all underneath the Tencent umbrella.
So, Epic is underneath Tencent?
Tencent, like I said, is massive. That's the reason why this lawsuit stopped between PUBG and Fortnite. They was both underneath the same company.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what stopped it. Tencent just, what are you doing? And that's what I'm saying, the same thing. That's what I'm saying, the same thing probably happened with League of Legends and Honor of Kings. Guys, come on. What are y'all doing? What are we doing? It's watching two kids fight over the toy.
Right.
Y'all both, I'll get you a toy. Just go your own separate ways.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was about to say, I honestly did not know, because I figured Epic was the highest form of company that was out there. But if it's underneath Tencent, then yeah, that completely makes sense as far as like why Tencent's so big then. So
Tencent, well, it's just so many games underneath them.
Definitely.
They've invested in a lot of companies. Riot, oh God, 100% of Riot Games, 40% of Epic, 11.5% of Bluehost Studios, 5% of Ubisoft, 5% of Activision, 80% of Grinding Gear. Wow, they got Platinum, Supercell, Jaeger. It's a ton of stuff. Paradox, Fat Shark, 36%, Funcom, 29%. I'm also seeing Discord, Shark Mob.
Wow, man.
Yeah, this company's massive. So getting money for this game to make it.
That's not a problem. Yeah, that's not a problem. That's some Jeff Bezos stuff right there. Let me ask you this. Say this game has a release date, right? And again, for anyone that's just now joining in, we're going to talk about Honor of Kings World. Honor of Kings World, if you guys have... We just played the trailer and watched it for the first time, reacted to it. Looks stunning. Looks stunning. But let me ask you this. This game comes out, let's say, 2023. Are you picking it up day one? From what you've seen so far?
I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
And it's nothing against the game, but it's just... I don't know. I got too big of a backlog, and I don't see myself sticking. I don't play a lot of mobile games like that.
Well, that's the thing. It's not going to be mobile. This is just a world that's coming from a mobile MOBA game. So it's going to be Monster Hunter's world. It's going to be freaking Outer Wilds. It's going to be Outer Worlds. It's going to be that. But it's not going to. It's going to be its first AAA experience versus just being the mobile MOBA game that it came from. It's just living in that same universe. That's the only similarity. So this will be a full-fledged PS5, Xbox Series X, PC-style game. For me, I think this would be a day-one buy from what I've seen so far. I want to see more. But if all I had to go off of was what I just saw just now, I would be more convinced to be like, all right, this game is dope. I'm very into this. If it has multiplayer, it straight up already sold me. With it being an open world RPG, I wouldn't be surprised if it is. But we'll have to wait and see. Story number two we have on here is PS and PC. What a good combination. Tom Warren from The Verge says Sony PlayStation's game on Steam are now published by PlayStation PC LLC instead of PlayStation Mobile. Forum poster Risteria noticed the change yesterday, and it appears to be PlayStation PC company as was formed earlier this year. It could mean we'll see Sony use more PlayStation PC branding in the future. Sony has been gradually growing its presence on PC over the past year after Horizon Zero Dawn arrived on Steam in August 2020, followed by Days Gone in February. Sony is also bringing up God of War to PC on January 14th yep. and the remastered Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection at some point in 2022. Sony's head of PlayStation Studio, Herman Holtz, revealed in June that Sony was still early in its PC plans. Quote, this is from Herman, by the way. I want to emphasize that PlayStation will remain the best place to play our PlayStation Studio titles at launch, end quote, said Holtz in a PlayStation blog. Quote, but we do value PC gamers and will continue to look at the right times to launch each game and story. So, very similar to, I know that we had a conversation like this almost at least quarterly, once a quarter. I think we even had a conversation like this at the endish of last year, and I still stick with my statement. I don't see the big, like, PlayStation titles becoming day and date on PC and PlayStation. I do see some of them happening that way. But I do think, like, for example, Final Fantasy VII Remake. You know I have to bring that example up there. Final Fantasy VII Remake came out day and date on PlayStation 4. Which is obvious because it's, yeah, PlayStation. So it came out on PlayStation 4. Awesome, amazing game. Love it to death. A full year later, and I'm fully convinced it's because of COVID. I think that if COVID didn't happen, then Final Fantasy VII Remake would already be on PC. Right now, I know that they had announced at the beginning of this year that it's going to be on PC, but I don't know if it's on PC yet. I have a feeling it may be already now. Maybe
it's not on there yet.
I know that at the beginning of this year they have plans to put it on there this year. So if it's not there right now, I wonder if there's a delay that I just haven't heard about. But
I'm looking at the Final Fantasy stuff now on Steam.
Gotcha. Okay. But yeah, 7 Remake, fantastic game, and the only people that's on PlayStation 4 and PS5 have been able to experience that. Who knows if it's coming to Xbox right now? There's still a chance it will. It hasn't been confirmed that it's a PlayStation exclusive, which is why there's that possibility it can go to Xbox. But ultimately, anyone that has a PlayStation and values PlayStation more was able to experience that previously if you're a Final Fantasy person like I am. With that being said, I see more of their games. God of War 2018. It's in the name. Like, PC's just now getting it in January. It came out for PlayStation in 2018. You know what I mean? So so we had 3 years, going on 4 years almost, where you only were able to play it on PlayStation, and now they're bringing it to PC. Horizon, same thing. Days Gone, same thing. I see more stuff like that happening. I wouldn't be surprised if Final Fantasy 16 comes out on PlayStation first, and then eventually comes to PC. Because it is coming, they did announce that's coming to both PlayStation 5 exclusively, console exclusive that is, and it is coming to PC, but it's not clear if we know it's going to be on PlayStation 5 day, like the minute it comes out, it's going to be on PlayStation 5. We know that. It's still unclear if we're going to have that same respect on PC. So, but I say all that to say, this, them actually confirming and trying to use that trend to bring more titles to the PC. I'm hoping that means that we're going to go inside of more of an era to where we will have more cross-play with PC players. Because I love playing Final Fantasy 14 with you, man. You're on PC, I'm on PS5. We're having a good time whenever we play together. You know what I mean? I just want to see more games have that. That's multiplayer, of course. I want to see more games have that same respect when it comes to cross-play in general. What are your thoughts?
Well, the thing about PC people is that we're really going to wait. If it's one thing we have, is plenty of games and plenty of time. We have a ton of Steam sales. You have a ton of games you can get super cheap. It's not a big deal. I already knew that when they said that it's going to be the top console. PlayStation's going to release theirs on console maybe about a year or so later. They may just put it on a PC later. I think they're trying to break into the market to do more competition. Right now, the biggest thing is Microsoft is holding a bigger hold over them other than PlayStation currently. And that helps sway them to whatever they're planning. You really need to kind of get people to whet their appetite or get them to have an interest towards you. So I feel like that's their main objective, is to do that, and whatever they like do, maybe an upgraded PlayStation Now, because I think PlayStation Now is still a joke on PC currently.
I don't know how it is on PC. On the console, it's pretty good. I don't know how it is on PC, though.
It was bad. Nobody even talks about it.
Well, I mean, no one even talks about it now, but it's still pretty good. Like, I'm a product of it.
Nobody talked about it when it launched on PC. They still don't talk about it. It just was bad. It was terrible. I think it was 720p, I believe, and everyone was pissed about that for starters.
Yeah.
Because you run in 1080p and they're running everything at 720. Oh God, it was a bunch of other problems too. If like.
I do have a question for you, and
yeah.
That I thought of, which I know I keep saying this, but I'm wondering how it's going to be. And I say that to say this. I keep saying this, that Jim Ryan, November 2020, had said, quote, "We have an answer for Game Pass." I know I keep trying to be like, all right, what's going to happen at this state of play? It might be here. Doesn't happen. PlayStation Showcase, doesn't happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, because right now I've been burned time and time again at with that prediction. But, hear me out. Do you think that this is all inside the strategy as far as PlayStation's starting to port more games to PC, PlayStation now having the PlayStation PC LLC, with all these things being in motion, do you think that this is slowly starting to work towards that answer for Game Pass that Jim Ryan was talking about? Or do you think he was just blowing smoke?
No, definitely. You want to do it right. You do not want to get in the money war with Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do it. Microsoft will murder them if they can throw money. They both throw money, but Microsoft has more to throw. They have to break in, because to be honest, like most channels I've been listening to, the PC market has exploded because of COVID. Ironically, it was sort of weird, but having everybody buy a PC made people more susceptible to trying out PC gaming and getting into PC gaming. And to go after Microsoft, you need to hit them in their home base. Microsoft's probably aiming to hit them in their home base.
Got to Trojan horse them.
Yeah. They've been trying to break into Japan for a while. That's why we got, years ago, we got a game, and I've talked about it several times, which was Lost Odyssey. It was a game made by Tri-Ace, which I believe is some of the Final Fantasies. Let me check. But it was a really good game. Really good. But in order for them to even compete, they need to go after them and hit them in their home plate. Hit them the home. Oh, wow. Yeah. Hit them in their home base and hit them in their. Sorry, I'm like looking up them at the same time. Yes, they did. Final Fantasy 13-2.
Okay.
They did. Star Oceans, Infinite Undiscovered, I remember that. Lightning Returns, Fantasy Star.
Okay.
Oh, God. Resonant of Fate, I forgot about that game. Valkyrie Profile, I forgot about that game. But I feel like this is definitely going towards their plan. First, they're going to get it, and then they're going to introduce maybe their new version. I don't think they're going to do what Microsoft did, where it's all a day one release.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're going to release it out to the public, they're maybe the big exclusive games, like, I don't know, probably the next Uncharted or something. Let's say it was like a new Uncharted coming out in 2023.
Okay.
They would probably release it out first for maybe about a month or two, and then maybe put it on whatever subscription service about after 2 or 3 months in. It still incentivizes people to buy it in order to get the early experience, but it also doesn't alienate people that wait for it to come in subscription. And for PC, this will be big because then you'll have access to all PlayStation's title. And PlayStation, of the three consoles, well, of the mainly the big two, because Nintendo still does its own thing. PlayStation, as of right now, holds the most, probably the highest grade of single player experiences and story driven experiences, with Uncharted, with Forbidden West, Horizon Zero Dawn, games like that. The Last of Us,
Spider-Man, God of War.
Yeah, they hold better, I would say, better quality games. While Microsoft has a huge library, they still have not yet really to tap into it. PlayStation's been doing a better job at it currently. I mean, even the PlayStation 5, I can't really think of any Xbox games that came out recently, like any of them. Yeah.
Well, because they've been pushing Game Pass. I mean, The Medium came out, but that's not
The Medium's coming to PlayStation 5.
Yeah, it's coming to PlayStation 5, but it was promoted on Xbox. So if you're talking about exclusives, the only exclusive I can think of that is coming out right now is what's it called? Forza Horizon 5. That's coming out. Yeah. That's coming out this month. But then you also have games like, I think 12 Minutes might be an exclusive.
Is that?
Yeah, I think it's just on PC and Xbox maybe. I don't know if it's on PlayStation. I don't think it is. I could be wrong. But I don't
think, I don't.
Yeah, I don't think that one's in it. I don't think that one is coming on across PlayStation. If it is, then they just haven't promoted it that way.
I haven't really seen nothing for it.
It was on Game Pass. I played it.
Yeah, I know it's on Game Pass, but nobody really talks about it. And they really don't have a big... That's the only problem with Microsoft, because they don't have the big titles. I mean, yeah, they got Halo coming out in a couple months, so it better be stellar, but...
Next month yeah, it's coming out.
Oh, that's right. Next month. Yeah. Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Halo Infinite, baby.
But the problem with that is, I mean, it's just one title. I mean, you have Halo and
Forza.
That's pretty much it. But that's pretty much it for like anything I can think of for new IP. I mean, not really new IPs, but games, like big releases for Microsoft.
Yeah, they're really just honing in on the convenience factor that you can try the full games on Game Pass.
I mean, you got Doom Eternal, which...
That came out last year.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. beginning of last year or something like that. It's either... Actually, you know what? Doom Eternal might be a 2019 game, because didn't that come out the same year as Final Fantasy VII Remake?
I can't remember when Doom Eternal launched.
I think it did. I could be wrong. But even then, Doom Eternal, isn't that on both platforms, Xbox and PlayStation?
I can't remember where it came out for. I think it's on everything.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because I thought
PlayStation 4, Microsoft Xbox, and it looks like they have a Switch.
Wow.
Why not?
Just makes sense. It just works. That's the thing. Again, it comes down to it because when I talk about Xbox games, the games that I'm looking forward to that's going to be of quality that speaks to me is going to be Halo and Forza for this year. But all the stuff that I'm excited for Xbox is actually stuff that's coming in the future. So Redfall, when that comes out, that looks like it's going to be awesome. I could say Back for Blood, but that's across all platforms. And then again, we're just talking about Game Pass, which is the convenience factor. The fact that's why I don't have to drop another $70 for this game. I can just go ahead and play it on Game Pass while it's there, possibly beat it, get through it, and then if I like the game a lot when it leaves, then I can go ahead and buy it. But if it doesn't leave, then I can play it for as long as I have Game Pass. So that's where Xbox's strategy is at. It's just strictly, they're not looking at the big heavy hitter quality games. They're gonna let Bethesda try to handle that and everything like that.
Basically, gaming at a discount. Oh, what was that game's name?
I'm mad it took us this long to think of an Xbox game.
It was made by Obsidian. The Outer Worlds. That didn't come out this year.
That came out last year too.
Yeah.
Outer Worlds and Outer Wilds too. I think both of those, Outer Worlds and Outer Wilds, both came out last year.
Yeah, then
But it's on Game Pass though, that's the thing. Like, it's just,
yeah, everything is made thing. Basically, and that's, I mean, it's good to a pretty good extent. I mean, if you're on a budget or something, Game Pass would be the better choice because you have a mass library of games to play where you don't have to keep buying your kid game after game after game. But as in terms of, I would say, big releases or quality games, you just don't get them.
Yeah, and that's where my argument comes into, as far as like, that's why I'm more drawn to PlayStation, because they do have the Final Fantasy VII remakes, even though that's not confirmed as exclusive right now. It feels like it's an exclusive because it's been since 2019. It has yet to actually come out on anything other than PlayStation. Then you have your Uncharted, then you have your God of Wars, then you have your Last of Us, then you have your Horizon Forbidden West, then you have your Spider-Mans, now we're getting Wolverine, now we're getting, you know what I mean, stuff like that. It all comes up under this umbrella of just, we may not have the quantity, even though a lot of those third parties are still with PlayStation, but we do have the quality. And that's what I really like a lot of when it comes down to PlayStation games.
Yeah, but the sad part is Microsoft, like I said about a billion times, Microsoft has a good library. They showed off, like, I was extremely excited when they showed off Phantom Dust. Because that was a little known IP that people just forgot about. Phantom Dust was simply amazing. Mixing a deck style strategy was sort of like a battle style game where you could build your own abilities and stuff. Using your deck, getting your resources, or building a deck maybe that could, and oh, they called them arsenal. Building an arsenal that could destroy other people's stuff and theirs, or you can change the thing by using environment skills and stuff. Mm-hmm. They had like five different. The gameplay was amazing, and they never touched it. Lost Odyssey. I mean, you hear me talk about it constantly. It's one of the top 10. JRPGs basically of all time. I've seen it in a lot of top 10 lists, but again, they don't touch these. They keep going back. I mean, I'm glad that they're doing Hellblade. I want to see where they go. I don't know. Oh, you never beat Hellblade.
Yeah, I never played it,
but I'm curious because how Hellblade ends, I'm curious to see where they go. But it could be an amazing game. Maybe it's a prequel, maybe it's a sequel. I want to find out. But I'm glad that they're touching that. I've heard that they had other ones. What is that? Bright Memory Infinite. It showed up. It's somewhere. It's in the same area as Scorn. What happened to Scorn?
I don't know.
They had a lot of trailers for it, and I was kind of interested in it because it had like that kind of alien sci-fi vibe to it. It is kind of creepy looking, but it just, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I understand about putting Game Pass first, but you can only play so many games for so long, and I understand about that, but you also want to have a reason for people to continue to play. Just keep putting new games, taking new games off. I mean, eventually they might get bored after a couple years or something of it and go, well, you know, I've played this game, I've played that game, I've finished this game, I've finished that game. Well, I guess let me go over here into the PlayStation, let me go take my PC and go to Steam or something and buy a game and maybe give it a shot. I mean, I really want to see what Microsoft does during the games. I mean, I know that's coming up here next month. Is it next month or this month?
For which game?
Not which game. The video game festival.
The awards. The December VGA. 9th. Yeah, December. Yeah.
I really want to see what they do. And this is, like I said about a billion times, going back to it, this is a start of the answer to PlayStation's answer to it. Because first you got to get on. The thing about PC gamers is that they're very set in their ways.
Oh, yeah. You already know how it is. Whenever you have the little PlayStation is better. No, Xbox is better. They're like, quiet kids, PC gaming rules all. Like, that's what it comes down to. It's always like a high horse type moment for PC gamers for the most part.
Well, it's just simply, I mean, with that part, yeah, it's some of them are. It's just simply, it's, I always compare it to getting an apartment compared to building a house.
Mm-hmm.
When you build a PC, and this is why you're always encouraged to build a PC, and the PC elitists do not like people that buy their PCs.
Yeah, they are like me.
People that build their PC. It's a special kind of pride to know what's inside, and you put what's in there, and you know that it's, for me, I like that because I love to customize, and I kind of like to tweak things and build things up. With consoles, you don't have that
privilege. Tell them to build their own car. No, don't buy it. Tell them to build their own car. Get pride out of that, you jerks.
I mean, with that, though, I mean, it's kind of cool with that. It's just PC, and like I said, PC's very set in their ways. When Microsoft came in, they had problems because, for starters, people do not like a lot of different store launchers.
Mm-hmm.
It took Epic a while to get into it and get acclimated. It took EA. I don't even know how EA did it. They're still around. I mean, I barely launched EA's launcher, but it's still there. It takes a while because people like to just centralize everything and put it in one space.
Mm-hmm.
And most people prefer Steam because it's the big way to go. That's why Sony is introducing this stuff onto Steam first. And making sure it works right and all that. And then they're probably going to slowly maybe introduce the new PlayStation Now. I still feel like it's PlayStation Now is one of the ways to go.
They just need to combine Plus and Now, in my opinion.
Yeah, and maybe make more games downloadable on PC. I'm not a huge fan of streaming games. I play PlayStation Now the way you stream some of them. And I think a couple games I had some disconnection issues.
The only games you have to stream now on PlayStation Now is the PS3 games. That's it. All the rest you can download.
Yeah, I know. It's just, ironically, the games I want to play are PlayStation 3 games.
Yeah.
I always wanted to play Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots.
Yeah.
But I can't play it because it's a PlayStation 3 game.
Well, perhaps if you had entered the metaverse, you will be able to play those games without any hesitation, because that's actually our story number 3. Yeah. Step into the metaverse, Nine Ball. Step into it. Wesley LeBlanc from Game Informer says on here, Facebook gets a metaverse. Fortnite gets a metaverse. Heck, you get a metaverse. Now Microsoft has planted its own metaverse flag, and it will be apparently included Xbox gaming too. This news comes from, by the way, of a new Bloomberg report that details Microsoft's overall metaverse plans, which will reportedly include PowerPoint and Excel in a 3D virtual space. This news comes just days after Facebook announced that it was creating its own metaverse, going as far as to change its actual name to Meta, as reportedly by The Verge. Facebook's metaverse, of course, also includes gaming, namely in its Oculus Quest 2 brand. But Microsoft's inclusion of Xbox could be much bigger, as the latter is much larger than the virtual reality platform. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella said in an interview with Bloomberg that Xbox is already home to some metaverses. Quote, "You can absolutely expect us to do things in gaming," end quote, Nadella says. Quote, "If you take Halo as a game, it is a metaverse. Minecraft is a metaverse. and so is Flight Sim. In some sense, they are 2D today, but the question is, can you now take that to a full 3D world? And we absolutely plan to do so. End story.
You know what the sad part about it is?
What?
I can see one of the games being actually Metaverse.
Yeah.
And it's Flight Simulator.
Yeah, I mean, it practically is. It practically is. Just put on some goggles and you're in the, you know what I mean? Like, it practically is. This just sounds like to me that somebody's been watching a lot of Log Horizon or Sword Art Online, and they just wanted to bring that experience to real life.
Yeah, I guess they missed. Well, you can't say SAO because you watch SAO like the first time. You might not want to go.
You might not want to jump in. Yeah.
Or the Lawnmower Man.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think this is a cool concept. I do think that we're in the earliest stages of it. I know that. I think that's stupid that Facebook is switching its name to Meta. I think that's really dumb. Let me go ahead and message you on Meta. Like, that just sounds so stupid to me. But yeah.
Well, Facebook has kind of screwed their name over the last couple of, let's say, years with privacy problems. So this might be a chance for them to kind of, you know, redo it, just change the name, maybe get away from that title.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. Because, I mean, it's one of the biggest social media platforms on the planet, Facebook. So just switching the name, I don't think it's going to get away from that, per se. But, I don't know. We'll have to see it. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see if more stuff comes for the Oculus Quest 2, because I guess the first Oculus was actually pretty decent, pretty good. Has a couple games on it. I know that GTA San Andreas is going to be coming to Oculus 2. So that's going to be...
Oh, that's right. They're already releasing those.
Yeah, they're going to be doing that, but the second one, San Andreas, is the one that's coming to Oculus, which is kind of interesting, and I wonder if that's going to be one of the first major games that you can actually be indulged in and, like, really role-play in that world as. So, we'll kind of have to see. I think the name is stupid, but I do think that video games are ever-changing, ever-evolving. Again, when me and you were kids... You probably had a small amount of people that were in the industry that were successful and able to do this as like a full-fledged job, playing video games and doing journalism for video games. Now, it does. You got full businesses. You got The Verge. You got Bloomberg. You got Kotaku. You got Game Informer. You got literally Game Rant. You got all these different organizations now that's really like harnessing in it, making money from video games, and it just actually to the point towards affecting quality of life stuff. You see video games on chips. You used to see the game fuel with the Mountain Dews and stuff whenever Halo would come out, or Call of Duty. Like, you're starting to see ads inside movies when you just go ahead and watch your favorite movie. Which, by the way, I did go watch the My Hero Academia movie this past Saturday. It's pretty excellent. Pretty excellent, I will say. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, more power to it. I definitely want to see where video games takes our industry, especially for people that's like gamers like yourself and myself. But I do think that the name change is really stupid. It's a lot of people.
You don't like the Meta?
No, I don't like the
Meta. What? Well, you have to get out of Meta then.
Not one bit. Do you have any thoughts about going stepping into the Meta before we get on over to the story 4 of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Sounds like a Marvel Comics.
We'll be talking about that too.
I know. Speaking of Marvel Comics, let's go.
Guardians of the Galaxy is out of this world. Literally.
They're in the metaverse.
Ash Parrish from The Verge says this in her story. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy surprised the hell out of me. I expect a standard blockbuster action RPG fair painted with an 80s nostalgic gloss that would never elicit an emotion more meaningful than, cool, they got the rights to the Blondie. And while the developers of Eidos Montreal did indeed get the rights to Blondie and an impressive host of other 80s mainstays, I was shocked to discover the game had so much heart and emotion depth that on several occasions I caught myself whispering to a reverent dang on stream or at the screen. Though the combat can be a bit slog, every Guardian and just about every non-Guardian are so well written and voiced, you don't mind toughing it out to get the juicy character development bits. Guardians of the Galaxy has absolutely nothing to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe and just barely kisses comic continuity, though some of the characters' backstory introduced to movies still applies. Peter Quill, aka Star-Lord, is still the main plucked from the Earth in the 1880s, or 1980s, to live in ne'er-do-well. Okay, that just looks weird the way he did that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Life in space before cleaning up his act. Gamora is the adopted daughter of Thanos. Drax is a widowed warrior from the planet Katath, who is incapable of understanding sarcasm. Rocket is a space experiment gone wrong or right, depending on your perspective. And Groot is still a tri-symbolic, syllabic tree creature whom only Rocket can understand. So, with that being said, I know Guardians of the Galaxy was one of the games that one of us had selected, and I'm going to go ahead and take a look at our list.
That was you, actually. I took a look.
All right, cool. I want to pull that up real quick. Take a look at the league. If it lets me click on it, there we go. Gaming, all right. And so far on the Metacritic that we currently have, Guardians of the Galaxy right now got me 11 points. So it scored 81 out of on a 100-point scale. So with that being said, I think that I didn't know where this game was going to land. In my opinion, I had no idea where this game was going to land. I didn't know if it was going to be amazing. I didn't know if it looked like it was going to be cool when we first saw it at the E3 event. When Square Enix was showing off their showcase, it was actually surprisingly the best game that they shown was at their showcase. Then the second one that they shown at the PlayStation event, some people were like, it didn't do anything for them, and they're like, okay, this is not really doing anything crazy for me. So I think the hype level kind of dropped. But then when people played it and they got to see that it's very similar to a Final Fantasy VII Remake style game, where you're literally giving commands, controlling, like, you're switching off people for a bit and all that good stuff. Dragon Age style game where you have those choices that's in there, and it can actually slightly differ from the way that the game ends. I think that really shook a lot of people. A lot of people that I've been seeing have been having reviews about this game, nothing but great things to say about it. So I am excited to see where this game goes. I don't plan on picking this game up myself until I start running out of the backlog games that I need to get through still. But I am glad that it's doing well, because now this is something that is on my gaming radar that I might check out in the future. What about you? Where you at?
I feel like it was a surprise because basically most movie-based video games never do good. Let's be real.
Spider-Man.
That really wasn't based off the movie.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they're saying, is that this is not based off the movie either.
Let alone, I believe it came out. Yeah, it definitely came out after that Marvel, what was that? Avengers Assemble game or something. Which, let's just be real, they didn't really have a good launch.
Well, just the Marvel's Avengers in general, just like it's a decent game, it's a good game, but it's just the way that it launched was just not like people wanted more. And now they're starting to do stuff that's in the right, like, fashion. And they are getting to that point to where, like, if you jump in it now, you are going to have a good time with it. But they might have, it might be a very cyberpunkish scenario. It hasn't been to that level as far as Cyberpunk was. But it is something that's just like, is it too late now for people to jump on this train? So,
I mean, Eidos Montreal is an excellent studio. I mean, they do the Tomb Raiders. There's one that did the original, that did the Tomb Raiders. They also did Deus Ex, which this looks kind of similar to, the way you make a ton of choices. Mm-hmm. And it really affects your ending and as your characters develop and as things happen. I believe in the prequel to Deus Ex, they said, I don't know if it's true, you can beat about every boss without actually having to fire. If you do certain things right. But Eidos Montreal is a pretty good studio. I mean, the developer is excellent. I've seen some of the gameplay on, I did watch some Twitch on some of the gameplay, and it looks amazing for the game. And I feel like this game can do well. And it looks like it did do a good job of capturing, you know, the humor and how they interact between each other. It doesn't feel like just a dry run through of a game. And I do like the decision making stuff. This is on my radar, but it might be, it's going to be probably back because I'm going to wait to burn through more of my massive backlog to get to it.
And that's where I'm at too. If it was multiplayer, I'd probably jump on it earlier. But with it being single player, this is probably something that I will jump to after I get through more of my backlog myself and pick up any other games. Because even if I were to get it right now, like I would only be able to dedicate maybe this month, possibly next month to it. And then it's right when we start getting inside January, like we have banger games that's coming out. We got Sifu, we got Horizon Forbidden West. We got Saints Row, the remake, coming out. We got all these different games that's coming out at the beginning of Elden Ring. That's going to be coming out at the beginning of next year. Like, unless a lot of these games get delayed, we have a banger list next at the very beginning of next year. So, number five. More Heroes or More Zeros? Eddie Mackick from GameSpot says, a new Marvel game is coming from Skydance New Media. The game division of the media giant led by writer and director Amy Hennig of Uncharted fame. Skydance New Media's game will be a narrative-driven blockbuster action-adventure title featuring an original story set in the Marvel Universe. Hennig said in a statement, quote, the Marvel Universe epitomizes all of the action, mystery, and thrills of the pulp adventure game genre that I adore and lends itself perfectly to interactive experience, end quote. Hennig added, quote, it's an honor to be able to tell an original story with all of the humanity, complexity, and humor that makes Marvel characters so enduring and to enable our players to embody these heroes that they love, end story, end quote. So, my question to you, because they didn't confirm, they're working on a new game. This is somebody that had led Uncharted. Like, again, this is somebody that has done the Uncharted series. It does say it's going to be a narrative-driven blockbuster of action-adventure game. Obviously, it's not Wolverine, but it is going to be in the Marvel Universe. What hero do you think that this could be?
I really don't know. It could be X-Men, quite possibly. They did something. I just thought X-Men Marvel did something really good and really smart. When these games came out, before they came out, they did Marvel's What If.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I think it started falling off towards the end, but yeah, but I know what you're talking about, though.
The What If series opens the world up to, you know, scenarios of different, you know, alternate realities and stuff, and then you start reducing these Marvel games, which I think is very good. I'm on edge. I'm thinking X-Men, but I'll wait and see. It's too early to say from that description.
Do you think that? So I'm going to throw a couple out there for you. We're going to play a little game right now. And that game is going to be, I just want you to say likely or unlikely.
All right.
First character, Punisher.
Unlikely.
Okay. Daredevil.
Likely?
Okay. Gambit.
Unlikely.
Cyclops.
Oh, unlikely.
Alright. Colossus.
Very unlikely.
Storm.
Likely?
Iceman.
Very unlikely.
Nightcrawler.
Could be likely.
And lastly, but surely not leastly, Wolverine. No, I'm just kidding.
we're not, definitely, yes.
All right, so yeah, so I agree with some of that. I think that they could do a Punisher game. I do think that I could see a Daredevil game. I think they could do a Gambit game, to be honest with you. I don't think that they'd be able to do anything like Quicksilver or anything like that. I do think that Nightcrawler would be an unlikely one. I think it'd be cool if they did. I don't know. Cyclops, I don't think that that's going to happen. Colossus, I don't think that's going to happen. Unless you
Nobody
have a
really
lot of,
knows much about Colossus.
Yeah, unless you're to have like a whole lot of... do you think that they have another Deadpool game?
They already have a Deadpool game.
But another one, like a brand new Deadpool game. Do you think they would do anything like that?
No, probably no.
Okay. I think they probably could, just because if you think of Uncharted, Nathan Drake does get a little witty.
But it's Marvel. They could, but I really want to see where this new Wolverine goes. And if it's mature, maybe they can dip into it, but they keep it...
It's Insomniac. Yeah, it's Insomniac, so they probably... I think they're going to make it... I think it's going to be rated R. I don't think it's... I think they even said... Actually, that was actually one of the stories that we talked about on one of the earlier Alt Things.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah, they did say it's going to be like rated M or something like that. Like, it's going to be... It is going to be mature. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting take. I'm very curious to see what Amy's going to be bringing to the table when their new Marvel project is ready to be talked about. But yeah.
Yeah. I hope so.
Go ahead.
Just don't mess it up.
Oh, yeah. I think it's in good hands. I really think it's in good hands, just because the Uncharted series has already been fantastic from beginning to end. So I think that it's in good hands. It is going to be like it is one of those things where it's like, I don't know, because you haven't done a Marvel a hero game that we know about so far, but I think it's in good hands. Story number 6 is more of just updates for anyone that's currently listening. So I'm just going to run through each one. There's 3 little sections on it, and we call this Steal Deals. Okay, so Walmart Black Friday deals. Steve Petit from GameSpot says, "We're inching closer to the biggest sales event of the year, Black Friday. But retailers aren't waiting until our bellies are full of turkey before unleashing waves of deals. Walmart is the latest major retailer to announce an early Black Friday sale. The retailer has revealed that deals for the days will return for this Wednesday, November 3rd, so tomorrow." Walmart has 3 different start times for online on Wednesday, November 3rd at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. All customers can start shopping. Let me rewind that. That time right there, the 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's for Walmart Plus members. Walmart Plus members.
When did they get Walmart Plus?
Yeah, it's a subscription service and everything like that, which actually is in the story. So, all customers can start shopping on Wednesday, online Wednesday, November 3rd at 4 p.m. So if you're a Walmart Plus member, you have 4 hours to yourself and other Plus members to shop for some of these stuff. November 3rd at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They did that really weird. They flip-flopped it on me, but that's okay. I'm not complaining. So it's actually not 4 hours, it's actually 7 hours. You guys get 7 hours to shop on Walmart's website for these deals.
Remember, shop 4 hours, yeah. Deals 4 hours before anyone else.
Yep. Yeah, but everyone else can do it at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Deals for the day kicks off in stores at 5 a.m. local time. For those who are unfamiliar with it, Walmart Plus is a paid membership similar to Amazon Prime. It costs $13 per month or $98 a year. Typically, you can get a free 15-day trial, but Walmart isn't allowing trial members to shop the early Black Friday days. It will be interesting to see which products are specifically available for Walmart Plus members during that 4-hour head start. We wouldn't be surprised if the early deals include hard-to-find products like the PS5, Xbox Series X, and Switch OLED. Walmart's Deals of the Days events follows on the heels of early Black Friday sales at Walmart and Target. So if you guys are trying to get yourself a PS5, Xbox Series X, or a Switch OLED version, you might want to consider signing up, not for the trial, but signing up for the actual Walmart Plus account right now, because you only have about 24 hours, a little less than 24 hours before this sale begins.
I can't believe they got Walmart Plus. Scan and go.
Speaking of Plus, we're going to talk about some Plus games that came out. PlayStation Plus games, Eddie Mackick from GameSpot says, November's lineup of free-to-play PlayStation Plus games are live now, and it's a huge month as Sony is offering up 6 free games. November's trio of Plus games are, and by the way, 3 of those games that of the 6 are VR, just a heads up. So November's trio of November's trio of PlayStation Plus games are Knockout City, First Class Trouble, and Kingdom of Amalur: Re-Reckoning. In addition to the standard 3 freebies, Sony's giving away 3 PSVR games to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the headset. You can snag The Persistence, The Walking Dead: Saints and Sinners, and Until You Fall, bringing the total freebies for to the 6 for November. EA's Dodge Brawl game Knockout City is the newest one of the group for non-VR games, having released in May this year. First Class Trouble is a multiplayer survival game with the imposter elements, while Saints and Sinners is a VR game in the Walking Dead universe. Kingdoms of Amalur: Re-Reckoning is the re-release of the 2012 RPG featuring the various games, upgrades, and DLC bundle in. Until You Fall is a fantasy sword fighting game for VR, while The Persistence is a space-faring sci-fi game set in the year 2521. So those are your Plus games. If you guys are interested in that, I am for sure very excited about Kingdoms of Amalur, but I'm also interested in playing some First Class Trouble with you guys. Maybe even getting that on the little stream, since that's very similar to Among Us. Having a little fun with that.
Oh, no, Knockout City.
I'm down for Knockout City.
I played that a bit.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun with my niece and them. It was pretty fun to play.
And then lastly, Xbox Games for Gold. Also, Eddie Mackick from GameSpot says, the first pair of Games for Gold freebies for November 2021 are now live for Xbox Gold and Game Pass Ultimate subscribers. Right now, you can grab Moving Out as well as Rocket Knight. As usual, there are 2 Xbox One games and 2 backwards compatible titles. Moving Out is a co-op game where players work together to move items out of the house as fast as possible. Moving Out is available to claim all throughout November. Meanwhile, Rocket Knight is a 2.5D platformer inspired by Sega's Sparkster series. It's available to grab until November 15th. Starting November 16th, you'll be able to claim Kingdom 2 Crowns, which places you in a role of monarch in feudal Japan, and LEGO 2DC Super Heroes, a family-friendly LEGO game starring the Caped Crusader. Moving Out is available November. Kingdom 2 Crowns is available November 16th through December 15th. Rocket Knight is available November 1st into the 15th. And then LEGO Batman 2 DC Super Heroes is available November 16th into the 30th. None of those games speak to me.
I'm going to be honest. Ironically, the only one that does is Moving Out.
That's the only one that would speak
that
to me.
That sounds kind of like, what was that? Not Tabs. What was that one game they was playing? It was, Humans Fall Flat and those style of games.
Mm-hmm.
Overcooked in a way.
Overcooked. Yeah, that's what I was feeling, getting more vibes of when we were saying it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Outside of that, it doesn't really do anything for me.
Rocket Knight is.
I don't either. I really don't care.
Kingdom of the Crown sound kind of interesting. It might be like a kind of like a Civ game or something.
Yeah, but, yeah. I have to be in the mood for those strategy type. I own Civ 6, and I've played like maybe a total of an hour of it with Mildew and Karen, and that was it.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I played some of it. You got to be in a special kind of mood. I mean, like a special mood for those.
On vacation. If you're on vacation for like 3 weeks, then yeah, you'll find some time to play some RTS style games like that.
I used to love The Sims. I need to get back in it.
I used to love Warcraft. Used to go ahead and jump in some of those and everything. Red Alert.
But that, Lego Batman? I thought they...
I don't think I'll ever play a Lego game. I hate the way that
they
looks.
Did Lego games a bit. Cause I know I got Lego games. I never bought any. Mm-hmm. But they gave away games for gold. The kids were playing them one day. I know it was...
Well, this is Lego Batman 2.
Oh.
So...
Same difference. I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our All Things Gaming for November 2nd, 2021. Just a heads up, we've been kind of flirting with this idea, and I think we're going to do this. This is how I envisioned the rest of our streaming year to go. We're going to continue All Things Gaming on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is where all the cool kids are at. You know what I mean? So you might as well listen in, or you might as well chill with us on Twitch at www.twitch.tv/ALWCGaming. Or you guys can check us on our website. All right, that's neither here nor there. Thursday, we are going to continue Smite Night, which starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, we're not going to be streaming on Thanksgiving, so sorry but not sorry. However...
Yeah, Troy, talk with your family on Thanksgiving.
However, I'm thinking what we're going to do is that as much as we loved Smite Night, and I will say that in past tense, as much as we love Smite Night and gaming on there and everything like that, Hi-Rez sometimes just gets under our skin. Let's be real. Moving forward for 2022 on Thursday night, our Smite Night is going to be our Sin segment. Sin, S-I-N, stands for Strength in Numbers. So, there's going to be more multiplayer games we're going to be streaming on that day, trying to get through the campaign of these multiplayer games. Not only will we be able to get to through a game on a purpose, but also it shouldn't be as stressful as Ohio's yelling, this meta's broken in the stream, and and it's the nine ball going, it's fine, and then me just freaking out because I'm lagging or whatever the case is. So I think that's how we're gonna do this. So 2021, we're gonna ride it out. If you guys want to enjoy Smite Night with us Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless there's a day where we can go on a little bit earlier, then you guys will see us on Smite Night earlier. But once that December hits, the first Thursday of 2022 is January 6th. So once Friday, December 31st is done, so that's New Year's Eve, going inside January 1st, 2022, Smite Night will no longer be a thing until further notice. There you go. And then also right now we have a pending 9-to-5 segment that's going to be happening. As of right now, we have it scheduled for the 20th. That may be subject to change. We shall see. And we will let you guys know what dates that's going, what game we are going to be playing. Last time was Army of Zombie 4 or something like that. Dead War. And it was interesting. It was interesting. I have my critiques about it. Probably won't return. Actually, I know I'm not going to return to it. I uninstalled it already. But it was interesting. I think it was just some parts was just a little too easy. And if you guys want to catch our full review on that one, make sure you guys go to youtube.com, type in ALWZ Gaming inside the search bar, or at least you try gaming. We should be able to pop up. It's one of the latest streams that we had this past Saturday as me and Mildew and Carrot played through that. We had a good time. We definitely had a good time. But yeah, we do have our critiques as far as how some of the gameplay was and how the difficulty was and everything like that. So, good thing it was a plus game.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of time, so I do want to go over this gaming critic right here. This gaming list here. So, for here, anyone that is new, we do a fantasy gaming league. It's very similar to... it's very similar to fantasy football, but it's with video games. So with that, it's on a 100-point scale. Anything 70 points is the threshold. Anything above 70 points gains you points. Anything below 70 points loses you points. Anything right at 70, you neither gain or lose. We are planning on doing this for 2022, so towards the beginning portion of 2022. If you guys want to watch that stream of us picking these games for the new year, because right now it looks like we might already have a winner, but it's still he's still waiting until he calls everything home. For my list, I have Deathloop, which got me 18 points. I'm representing ALWT Gaming. Halo Infinite, depending on him out. Final Fantasy 16, shockingly, still pending to come out. I don't. It's probably not going to, but it's still pending to come out. Far Cry 6 got me 7 points. Solar Ash. That one was one that surprised me. I was expecting more points than that. Anyway, Solar Ash, pending to come out. Call of Duty Vanguard, pending to come out. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, The Hinokami Chronicles, got me 1 point. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy got me 11 points. So I am sitting comfortably in... Let's see what place I'm in. I am sitting in 5th place right now with 37 points. Sitting in 4th place, or 3rd place actually, is Zaka TV, a.k.a. It's the Nine Ball. He has Resident Evil Village, which got him 14 points. Returnal got him 16 points. The Medium got him 5 points. Oddworld Soulstorm. That went down. Didn't that get you 1 point before?
Yeah, it's down at 0.
Yes, yeah, that got you. That recently went down. So I wonder if a new review came out for that, which is kind of weird.
That's okay.
Guilty Gear Strive got him 16 points. Mario Golf Super Rush got him 1 point. Life is Strange True Colors got him 12 points. Forza Horizon 5 coming out this month. So he's almost done for the month. And he's sitting, like I said, in third place with 64 points. Monster Hunter Rise for Carrot Patch Inc., a.k.a. Mildewy Carrot, got him 18 points. Kena, Bridge of Spirits, got him 11 points. Shin Megami Tensei 5, pending. Psychonauts 2 got him 19 points. 12 Minutes got him 5 points. It Takes Two got him 19 points. Diablo 2 Resurrected, 10 points. Age of Empires 4, 14 points. And he has sitting in first place right now with 96 points. And that more than likely, ladies and gentlemen, is our winner. But the year is not over. As Fantasy Football, represented by Silent, has Legend of Zelda Breath of Wild 2 not coming out. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, 18 points. New Pokemon Snap, 10 points. Axiom Verge 2, 8 points. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, pending. Battlefield 2042, pending. Scarlet Nexus, 10 points. Metroid Dread, 17 points. He lost points because he counterpicked Back for Blood, which actually did pretty well. It got Ohio 77 points. So, there you go. He's sitting at 56 in 4th place. In 2nd place, we have Illis Be Live with Bravely Default 2, 8 points. Near Replicant version 1.22474487139, 13 points. Little Nightmares 2, 13 points. Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, pending. The Dark Pictures Anthology House of Ashes, 3 points. Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, 11 points. Tales of Arise, 18 points. I need to play that game. Neo, the World Ends With You, 12 points. And he has 76 points right now, sitting, like I said, he has 12 points right now, sitting in second place. This is the part that's neck and neck. Because before I get to Ohio, which we know is in last place, but before I get to Ohio, I do want to point this out. Shin Megami Tensei 5 needs to come out this year and gain points while Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach does not do well in order for Carrot Patch to feel completely confident with his skill. Because,
to be honest, the only way he's going to lose is if that game completely bombs.
Well, not necessarily. Well, are you talking about Five Nights at Freddy's?
Shin Megami Tensei 5 would have to completely bomb.
No, that's not the only thing.
Would have to be like the greatest game ever.
Not necessarily, because look at it this way. If Five Nights at Freddy's gets an 80, then yes, Illis Be Live gets that 86, but look what Carrot Patch's Inc.'s counterpick is.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you would have to drop.
Yeah, so he's going to lose 10 points. So that's going to make them tied if it gets 10 points exactly.
And yeah, then, but then...
Go ahead.
Like I said, Shin Megami Tensei would have to do bad.
Yeah, it would have to do bad, because at that point, if they're tied, then yeah, that would happen. But there's also that possibility it gets delayed. That's still a factor here.
November 12th, 2021 is his release date.
Yeah, so there's a possibility, but...
Its chances of being delayed is very slim, because of the simple fact they've given it a date, and you're so close to it at this point that you would not push it back unless you'd absolutely have to.
I don't know, man. They've done that with Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy 15, and Cyberpunk, but we are in no Cyberpunk situation, so that's kind of
void. There is another possibility, and that comes from Silent or Fantasy Football. You got to look at the last two titles. These are two major releases.
Mm-hmm.
If Battlefield does exceptionally well, it would have to get like an 85 or a 90.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have to get like an 85 or a 90 as well. Oh, he still would lose.
Yeah. Well, if he gets
if he gets that and Shin Megami does not do well and Five Nights at Freddy's. I know, we're reaching for the stars here, but
yeah, it's still anyone's game technically. Right now, the likely answer is that Metal Gear Carrot probably has this in the bag. However, there is still a very real possibility that Shin Megami Tensei 5 does not come out, or if it does come out, there's a possibility, it's unlikely, but there's a possibility it will score just a 70. And if that does happen and Five Nights at Freddy's scores at least 10 points, then they're ending on a tie, unless it gets down to the point, like the decimal at that point. However, if Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl scores 15 points and Battlefield 2042 scores 15 points, then that's going to be a three-way tie if those things stand up. So, but the likelihood of that happening, more than likely Silent is out, and it's just coming down to Illisp Live, our guest, and Carrot Patch Inc., our lumberjack. All right. Our last person doing the victory run is Ohio with God of War Ragnarok not coming out. Back for Blood, 70, he got 77, so got him 7 points. Humankind got him 10 points. Evil Genius 2 World Domination got him 7 points. Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance got negative 11 points. And Biomutant got negative 11 points. And obviously he's not trying to pick up any more games because he has two open spots and... I think he's gonna.
I mean, you got it. Look at his counter pick.
Yeah. He's probably gonna lose all the points he has. Literally, not even trying to sound like a jerk.
Halo Infinite, like I didn't even, with Microsoft's few lineup games coming out, they put a lot of attention towards this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to buy him a get well present.
Oh, never mind. If I say you might have a shot, but then
no, I'm not. I'm more than likely I'm out of it. I don't think I'm gonna have a chance just because a couple games. Like I needed every game to get double digits for the most part, and I don't see that happening.
No.
Yeah.
I've heard some mixed things about Call of Duty Vanguard.
I think it's gonna be fine. Just because it is like when we talk about games in general, we are talking about it as like we have more knowledge than your typical person now that we're like diving more into it for at least we try gaming. But the vast majority of the population are just, hey, this game looks cool, let me play it. That's really what it is.
It's not that this person is a huge fan and he played the beta. Mm-hmm. Of it, and that what they're complaining about is basically he said it was played like trash and had a bunch of issues with it. Hopefully they fix it before it launches.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. That one's one I'm not worried about, but we shall see. But that one, you know, I'm not really too worried about that one. Ladies and gentlemen, that, like I said before, is our All Things Gaming episode 71. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We want to thank you very much for hanging out with us and nerding out with us and checking out Honor of Kings world, as that was a really cool surprise, and going through the gaming news, all that good stuff. This Thursday, Smite Night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then we're going to be back at it next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our All Things Gaming. For more content and all that good stuff, once again, go to our website, www.alwcgaming.com, where all of our stuff is one central hub there. And until next time, everybody, Control, Alt,
Complete.
Peace.